Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live in Athens today, getting you ready for Georgia, Alabama, Atlanta. What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hanging out at our favorite spot.
Man, I've waited to do that for a while.
Rusty's here.
Extra hey, man. That's Rusty Mansell.
Hanging out at Grindhouse Killer Burgers, guys, right here off of Lumpkin. This spot, we've been here for years coming through. Big shout out to Johnny. Thank you guys and his staff. We are going to be here until 6 o'clock, so if you want to come through, we'd love to get a chance to see you. But we waste no time, Mike, because our man Rusty Mansell, you hear him on the Steakhouse. He is our dog insider. He's our college football insider, our high school football insider.
He's a confidant of Kirby Smart.
And Rusty was like, God, hey, fellas, I'm going to come on by and hang out with you. And we were like, perfect. So great way to get the show started. First of all, man, how you doing before we get
doing
to this game?
Good, man. You can feel the buzz. I was pulling in, staying out for Retta last night, and I pulled in up 316. I was like, man, this is big weekend. It's
feel
backed
it.
Up. You see the RVs yep. on – It's back. When you see the RVs backed up at red lights, it's grown man time.
Well, look, Alabama yep. comes in here, and we'll break down this matchup with Rusty here. 404-726-0929. We invite you to text us. We know you have thoughts. We'll be talking about the game throughout the course of the show. Plenty of Falcons conversation as well. But, Rusty, a lot of this week has been about what Kirby hasn't been able to do consistently.
Correct.
Right? That is beat Alabama. 1-6. Everybody knows the record.
Right.
Most of that was with Nick Saban.
Yep.
Okay, last year you go their place, Tuscaloosa. You get back in the game. You had a shot to win it. We know what happened. Mm-hmm. How important is this for Kirby, not just the program, not just this team, but for Kirby at home tomorrow?
I think it's important. I think it's important for every goal, you know, to win a big game at home. It's Alabama. It's a resume builder. You put it on your resume. Mm-hmm. You already beat Tennessee on the road. Nobody's going undefeated in SEC.
I agree.
Nobody's going undefeated. So each one of these big wins you put on your resume is kind of money in the bank. So when you start talking about one game perspective, it's a huge game there. Listen, Kirby's a competitor. Kirby was at Alabama for a long time. He understands what's at stake here. He knows, you know, he's done everything. He's won multiple national championships. They've won 33 home games in a row. They haven't lost since 2019 at home. It was four turnovers and two overtimes in that game. They've done it all. They haven't beaten Alabama but one time in seven tries. So he understands. I think he understands the scope. And, you know, I think about this team. And these kids, they want to play hard for Kirby. They understand, too, hey, man, we want to win this game, but let's win this one for our coach, too. I think that's a lot to it now. When you start talking about getting a game, you're going to get that extra from your team. Like, hey, let's do it for our dude.
Is Mike Bobo going to try to run the ball more? Because my initial thoughts were neither team can really pass rush,
yes.
and neither team can really stop a wide receiver.
Yeah.
So a high-scoring game, or does Bobo, not to be cliche, but try to take the air out of the ball because you can run the ball maybe better than Bama?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, if you can run the football in a game like this, you keep Alabama's high-powered offense off the field. So that's the key. You know what I mean? They're going to take shots at you. You look at that wide receiver core from Alabama, they're better than Tennessee's wide receiver core. And so how do you combat that? Running the football, control the clock, all those things. Georgia's questions on offensive line are going to be that true freshman playing right guard, Dontrell Glover from Langston Hughes. You're going to put Bo Hughley. Oh, by the way, Dontrell Glover and Bo Hughley played together at Langston Hughes. If I'd have told them 3 years ago, hey, guys, y'all enjoy the state championship game, you're going to be getting Bama in a couple couple of years side by side.
That's
you know,
wild.
So you got some questions there. Ernest Green's already been ruled out. Kid has started 23 games.
Right.
So the question there, and I'll say this too, I think Georgia's wide receivers are underrated. I think they got some guys there that, look, they went out and spent. They went out and spent in that. And you had a kid like London Humphreys who comes out of nowhere and catches that damn ball against Tennessee and made a lifetime memory.
Unbelievable. That catch was great. Look, we talk about the throw. Go back and watch that slow-mo. you try to catch a ball like this over your head.
Dropped it in the bucket.
Right? And, yep. And the concentration. Got to get my feet in, right? Mm-hmm. I got all the things that went into that. Rusty Menzel hanging out with us here at Grindhouse Killer Burgers. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we get ready for the big matchup tomorrow here in Athens. So I think, Rusty, this running back group is really good too.
Yeah.
And in the second half, I was talking about this in, you know, during the game when Georgia came out in the second half against Tennessee. Kirby's like, we're pounding these fools.
Yeah.
We're going to pound them and see if they can stop the run. And more importantly, we're going to wear them down. And I thought the big backs did that. Can they do that in this game?
So you look at Josh McQuarrie, the kid that came from Illinois. That was the first time you've seen him. You know what I mean?
Right.
He had some health issues. He dealt with some stuff during fall camp. I think Nate Frazier. I think the emergence of Chauncey Bowens, the kid out of Florida. He's a 215, 210-pound big back. But I think Josh McQuarrie, if you go back and watch that game, those third and ones and those tough yards, ultimately in overtime, he's the one that scored a touchdown. Strain. You remember Kirby chewing the tail out of Nate Frazier in that Austin Peay game? He goes, if you read his effing strain, strain for that extra yard.
Get the extra.
Put the ball in. And you look at McQuarrie, he did that. So I think Georgia's running game, look, they don't have a Nick Chubb or Sony Michel. They don't have DeAndre Swift right now. It doesn't mean they can't be good as a group. And I think the most underrated thing talking about running backs is the ability to break the first tackle. Get me third and three. Don't make it third and seven.
Mm.
I mean, we got one in Atlanta. Bijan is the top running back in NFL. I don't give a damn. Him and Jahmyr Gibbs, give me either one. Everybody's that. Give me third and three. Break the freaking tackle and let's move the chains.
Rusty Menzel with us, guys, at Grindhouse here in Athens. A lot was made of the recruitment of Dalen Everett.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be one of the best kids in the country. So. Mm. Is it just a slow?
They flipped him late from Clemson.
Is it a slow learning curve? Is he doing what they're asking him to do?
Well,
in this
Dalen
defense?
Everett's the one that's really got his side. You may be talking about Ellis Robinson. Ellis Robinson was the 5-star number one player America from ESPN. He was number one player of all in the class of 2024. So it's been a development with him.
Okay.
You know, he's got all the tools. He's got all the target. He's got all the tools as a 6-foot corner. But I'll tell you this: I was there in Knoxville, and I thought, okay, here's Ellis Robinson coming in. My guy, Tennessee didn't waste any time. They didn't give a damn. He was 5-star. They went right at him.
Yeah.
And it got him on that third play. Mm. And he had to bring Daniel Harris back in. These are elite athletes. And when you see these guys in person, if Daniel Harris walking in right now, you go, oh, my God. This guy's 6'2.5", 205 pounds. You got to make a play on the ball in the air. You got to be able to make the play. Dalen Everett has really done a really good job on the other side. But right now, that CB2 for Georgia, they're going to get some shots at them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow.
And that's Kirby's thing, because that's what, you know, Kirby, just like Saban, coach of the secondary. So
always.
You imagine there was a lot of work this week.
Oh, the two bye weeks?
Yeah.
I can't imagine how many balls they got thrown at them. Like those jugs machines, those things were launching at those guys. No question.
7:30 tomorrow night, Sanford Stadium right here in Athens. It's Dukes and Bell. Our man Rusty hanging out with us. And listen to him on the Steakhouse, by the way. Every, you know, what is that?
Thursday.
For sure. But
Thursdays,
you jump in there periodically.
Oh, yeah.
And Steak's on from 9 to 11, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rusty, what's going on with the D-line? We keep talking about pressure, getting pressure. We're not getting enough pressure. We don't get enough sacks. What's happening there, in your opinion, and why is that not look or doesn't look like we want it to?
Don't panic yet on the D-line, because at Georgia, you guys know this, kind of the negative recruiting against Georgia, you're not going to get stats on the D-line. You look at Trayvon Walker. In 3 years at Georgia, he only had 9 sacks. The last 2 years in NFL, he's had 20. You know, they want you to eat up blocks and allow those guys. They want you to allow Jalen Walker, Smile Mundon, N'Kobe Dean, all those guys. Where you're not seeing the penetration and the negative plays right now is from the third down package. Last year, when they got third down, you knew number 11's ass was coming off the edge and you had to be ready.
Yeah.
It was shot out of a cannon. And then if they wouldn't, it was Smile Monday blitzing from inside. Right now, they've kind of been unable to create that pressure. Tennessee was ready for it. So you go to 2 weeks off and you say, okay, what are we going to redo? We hadn't worked so far. What do we recreate? Mm-hmm. Also think Elijah Griffin, the five-star, number one rated defensive lineman in America out of Savannah, number 90. His reps have been increasing. I think he's going to be a big piece of the puzzle tomorrow night.
Carl was asking me after the Florida State game, how did they shut down Alabama? I thought Alabama's play calling was a bit suspect. But I thought Tony White, the Florida DC, basically just kind of rushing three, a lot of nickel and dime. It was blitzing selectively. Can you get the pressure? But if they got pressure from the down line.
Yep.
So to your point, can you get that pressure from Georgia's
down
line?
You got to win one-on-ones. Sometimes it's just can my three tech beat your guard? You know what I mean? And go out and create a – we had Jalen Carter. We had Devontae White. Right. We had Jordan Davis. All those guys would win one-on-ones. And then you sprinkle in, you know, five stars out on the edge. It was pick your poison. Right now they're having to kind of make up for that.
And then as far as, you know, the – the way Gus Malzahn was doing all those zone reads. Alabama looked like they'd never seen it before.
Let me tell you something. Thomas Castellanos, I covered him in high school at Ware County. Kirby Smart begged him, please come play running back at Georgia. Mm. Please come play running back. And to credit for Thomas Castellanos, he said, Coach, I'm playing quarterback. I'm going to Boston College. Right. And then Florida State's like, you come here and run this with Gus, and it's on. But with ball in his hand, he's electric, man. He always has been.
Do they try to do any other thing? I mean, I thought they're going to reinvent the offense, but any nuances you think to try to get Bama looking sideways?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to obviously Gunnar Stockton's going to be involved. He doesn't have the suddenness of Thomas Castellanos, but Gunnar's ability to run the football is a big part of his game. They shut it down after he got hit in that Austin Peay game early. They shut it down. They had no run game with him. So you go to Tennessee, he had 13 carries. You know, he's going to have 10 or 12 carries tomorrow.
He runs hard, too. We're talking about
Gunner. He's a lot bigger in person. People are like, is he short? I'm like, dude's 6'1 and a half. Yeah. The problem is he's thick, lower body. It makes him look short. Mm. I asked him the other day, I said, when I passed him, I came over to pick up something for a fundraiser, and I just passed him. I said, Gunner, why does everybody not believe you're 6'1? He goes, Mr. Mansell, I have no idea. He just blew it off, you know?
He runs hard, man. We're talking about dogs and Bama tomorrow night here in Athens. Rusty, as far as when you look at Gunner, the prove-it moment was Tennessee, right?
Yep.
Now how much confidence do his teammates have?
It's invaluable.
Right? Because you go into that game, you're like, man, I think so. I see him at practice.
Invaluable.
I mean, he makes throws, but can he do it when it matters
invaluable.
Most?
Invaluable. And you look at everybody, listen, y'all know this, everybody there loves the kid.
Yes,
he's done everything the right way. Those players love him. Those coaches love him. At the end of the day, you have to do it on Saturdays. And he hadn't really shown yet. He had a half against Texas and kind of battled against Notre Dame, do what he did. He hadn't shown that. So when you walk in and you're down 21-7, and then you're down 38-30, I saw Gunner after the game in the locker room, and you see him, like the look in his eye, and you hear those people. You cannot buy the respect that he earned that night. Now, all the questions answered for him, they're not. There's still questions on Gunner. He's still got to have intermediate passing game, decision-making, those types of things. But the respect to say, I'm going to stand in that huddle, and these 10 other dudes believe I can get it done, that's invaluable.
Rusty Manziel is with us, guys. We're going to talk plenty of Falcons today because
I'm going to get out here before that.
Carl was on the radio. Carl was on the radio.
I'm out of here before that.
We got some shocking news from the Commanders about who they're going to make as one of their captains for the Falcons. So stay tuned for that. And while we got you, yeah, you will talk. But you will, sir, talk Falcons.
Oh, boy. I got a William Andrews jersey at home.
The pistol to not to pistol. I mean, you think it's much to do about nothing or about the execution? I mean, nobody likes it.
I'll say this. Mike Johnson, I respect him as much as I do anybody. He carries as much weight as anybody on our station. He says it's vanilla, and he's in over his head.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
Right?
Yeah.
This guy's been in a run game NFL career. He understands points, spreads, where you're at stance-wise. Right. What are we doing here? What are we trying to create? He says it's vanilla, boys. It worries me to death. It worries me to death. That's a great interview, y'all, with Ra, man. I loved it. I love y'all.
Well, look,
my favorite one every week, y'all with Ra and with Barbara Doolin. Because
Barbara delivers,
when Barbara walks in at 4 o'clock, everybody just sits down and shuts up. Man. It's on. It's her time, man. I love it.
Rusty, man, we love your work. Thank you for hanging out with us today.
Appreciate you, man.
I know you're going to be in and around Athens. If you see Rusty, say hello, man.
Yeah, man.
I think the Dogs win tomorrow. I think it's close, but I think they win
tomorrow. High-scoring game?
I have it 27-24.
Okay.
In the words of Randy McMichael, It's time to put belt to ass.
It's true. Let's go.
It's fine.
Right on.
I mean, this is year 10.
Let's go.
Georgia shouldn't be intimidated by anybody. I know what history is.
Right.
Go out and fight your ass off. This is your school. This is your building. You got a record. You got a streak right here. You know you're fighting for your coach. It's belt to ass time.
Rusty Menzel, guys. Follow him on social media as well. Check out Dogs HQ, all the things he's involved in. We're coming back. We're at Grindhouse Killer Burgers. And when we do, it's setting up for a bad situation. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.